Welcome to Maura For You. Maura Sweeney is an author, blogger, and public speaker who always has an eye out for you and your personal happiness. Conventional and offbeat, vintage and modern, Maura weaves clever anecdotes, insightful questions, and personal stories that challenge your mindsets and enable you to live happier from the inside out. Here's Maura with today's thoughts for you.
Do you realize that you are an ambassador? Yes, you. If you are on a path to living happy from the inside out, you will definitely want to pay close attention to what we're going to speak about today regarding you as ambassador. The topic came up earlier today as I was packing for a trip to Greece for next week, where I'll be addressing for the third time this year a model UN group, model referencing college students, high school students, those that are aspiring to maybe a future in the diplomatic corps. And so as this came up, I started to realize something in preparing for what I was going to speak to these young people. These are young people who are looking to make a difference, and they obviously can see the value of holding a specific appointment from their own government. It's a very good thing to do, to know that your government stands behind you, that they have given you an official title, that you represent your government as it relates to other governments. It's a very heady job and a responsible one, and one that commands a certain amount of respect. But the flip side of it is really where I want to go to today with you. How often do you think about yourself as a diplomat, as an ambassador, as the person of influence, and as a person of stature? Some of you may say, well, you know, I never really thought of myself that way. And that is extremely common. You know, so often in life, we grow up in families where we need to listen to parents. We then go through school and find that we are taking cues from our teachers, our principals, and administrators. As we continue on that path, we end up in jobs where we're answering to bosses and maybe tuning into TV and listening to all the other supposed authorities. Well, all of that is fine and good, but when we forget to inquire with ourselves and to realize that we have a voice, we have a mind, and we have our own interests, we can end up becoming mute people, meaning that we believe unintentionally that our voice doesn't matter, that our presence doesn't make a difference, and that our very ideas don't count in society. Well, the truth is just the opposite, but we oftentimes forget to take a mental note of where we do stand, of values that are important to us, of positions that we feel strongly about. When you consider yourself, remind yourself of being an ambassador from the moment you wake up in the morning until you lay your head down at night. Everywhere you go, you are an ambassador for yourself. You're an ambassador for your ideas. You're an ambassador for your ideals. And how can you play out that role? In addition to reminding yourself that you are, in essence, a person of stature who is always bringing a message with them, spoken or unspoken, that intention carries into the outside world. It projects and presents messages to other people in your wake, in your family, in your community, at work, in organizations you may be a member of, and it can even extend well beyond that to being out shopping and being the one individual who has a strong feeling for a value and has opportunity to speak it forth, to be the one individual that might be able to enter into a conversation where there seems to be some stress and operate as a diplomat, as that person who has something to offer in the way of thought, words, or behavior that helps convey your ideas and your ideals in the highest and best way. It's something that you may at this point think, wow, that sounds really out there. But I want to assure you, it is so not out there. It is in you. You, as much as anyone else, can take ownership of your mind, of your thoughts, of your interests, and your values, and know that wherever you are, you carry it with you, and the more mindful you are about that, the more intentionally you walk in it, the more you will find that the world around you may not call you the official ambassador, but they may recognize you as exactly that person. When you go out today, I hope you realize that the world may not give you an official title, but as you are mindful of your personal ambassadorship in the world, that there will be an unspoken persona that you will carry that others will recognize and acknowledge. And if there's one way to make you happy from the inside out, it's realizing that you truly do matter, and that those good things that you hold on to and carry forth into society are improving the world around you. Well, that's been my thought today about you as an ambassador. But before we close, let's listen in as someone else will share with us what makes them happy from the inside out too. Take care. This is Momora. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Brent Price from Bunbury in Western Australia. Recently, I've been able to quit the 9-to-5 grind and escape the office cubicle. And I'm now running my own daily podcast show, where I have conversations with others who have done the same. My show is called The Lifestyle Income Show, and you can find me over at lifestyleincome.net. Each day, I talk with inspiring and motivating 9-to-5 escapees and ask them to not only share their story of how they left work and are now following their passion, but also how they've been able to break out of the rut, find what it is they are passionate about, and how they've been able to make money from it. I've recently had Maura as one of my guests, as well as her husband Jim, who each shared some great tips and shared their own inspiring stories of how they've been able to live a life of meaning and purpose. To me, freedom is the most important thing there is. You can never be free when you work in a job you don't like. You can never be free if you're in a bad relationship. And you can never be free if you're struggling financially. Freedom means a lot of different things to different people. Some of my guests on the show are traveling around the world and living off a passive income they're making from their blog or from royalties they're making from books they've written. Others are in traditional businesses where every day they get to make the decisions, they call the shots. To them, that's freedom. To me, getting out of bed when I want, choosing when I want to work, what I want to work on, or even if I want to work or not, that's freedom. The day I left my job, I felt totally free. And I remember sitting in a coffee shop at 11 a.m. watching all of the morning workers coming in for their morning coffee and then rushing back to work. And I was in no rush to go anywhere, and I could take as much or as little time as I wanted. There'd been a huge weight lifted off me, and I felt totally liberated. And I love podcasting, and I love talking with inspiring people. And that's what makes me happy.
For more about Maura, visit her at mauraforyou.com, where you can find videos, blogs, and her book series, The Art of Happiness. Visit mauraforyou.com, where Maura is always for you.